What is up? Welcome back to Under the Rim. I almost said outside the top 25.
Under the Rim.
We're talking college basketball today. Have some fun topics, actually. I always like talking college basketball and college football, like our college football show, the Outside Top 25, and college basketball, because this is where like all the weird, fun college stuff happens. Nothing fun happens in Tuscaloosa. That's a fucking NFL game, all right? Nothing fun happens as much at like North Carolina, right? That's a fucking NBA minor league game. You need to get into the fucking weeds.
What are you talking about? Do not compare a game at Tuscaloosa to an NFL game. That's so disrespectful.
I don't care. I'm about it.
Same with UNC. Have you been to Chapel Hill?
No.
It is not an NBA game. NBA games are fucking grotesque.
I know, they're awful. They're horrible. I almost fell asleep at a playoff game with the Durant Warriors.
They have to continually play music and just
to wake
chants
you up. Yeah.
From the DJ.
Yeah.
Just to keep you occupied and
it's
like
not
paying
good.
Attention.
It's really not good.
It's ADHD to the max.
Yeah. The NBA is the worst product in the world.
Also, not a great place to take like a date or something.
Didn't someone just do that? Lisa Ann was just talking about.
Yeah, you just hear a lot of like squeaky shoes.
Yeah, a baseball game is the best.
Baseball, I think, is probably
the best.
You don't
date
have to pay
sport.
Attention.
No, and it's like you're on a picnic,
and then you get smoked by a foul ball.
Yeah, you think
maybe you get some sympathy from her,
or you think you're going to catch her a foul ball, and then you just like cuck yourself. You just do.
I don't know.
You do so badly at it, you're like.
Or foul ball guy just comes in and scoops your girl and the ball.
Takes it all.
Does both.
Or you...
Who knows where he is? He's
or you get acquitted of murder.
Constantly, yeah.
One of those.
One of those. But yeah, man, the way you came in, I just... Totally wrong. Totally wrong take.
Nah, Tuscaloosa's boring.
It's not.
And so
Tuscaloosa's
all those,
awesome.
All those
When's the last time you were there?
It's been a while.
Dude, I went this past fall for like 3 hours. Like, we literally drove there, produced a show, came back. I was on the road for like 22 hours in Tuscaloosa for three. Still worth it. Still worth
Why
it.
Why didn't just you just stay then?
To experience
Why
the atmosphere.
Why didn't you stay?
Because Giorgio wanted to go.
Why didn't you stay?
Because Giorgio was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. And I'm not going to let my full casual MMA co-host down.
That's fair. You did stop. You did eventually stop. And
we stopped in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Hell yeah.
And just lost like $500 on the tables within 30 minutes.
Nice.
We then watched Sean Strickland beat Izzy and maybe one of the biggest upsets in UFC history.
You got to slow roll it. Just get those free drinks. Try to break even and get free drinks.
Well, they get you, right? With the first couple of hands at the blackjack table, you're always hitting.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
But you don't keep up in the ante. You don't put more in. You just keep your little bet. Free drink. That's what I'm there for. I'm there for the drinks.
Because you're a pussy.
No, because I'm an alcoholic.
But both can be true, right? Like, both can be true. Can we agree, guys?
What?
Yeah, you hear me, guys. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. All right, let's get into this week's college basketball stories. First up, you're going to love this one. I saw it the other day, and I was like, this is earmarked for Register.
Can we also talk about, this is like prime college basketball season.
Yeah.
One, I mean, Super Bowl is about to be over in a week and a half or whatever, a week.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, this weekend we have Pebble, which is cool. NASCAR, Daytona 500, their Super Bowl. But it's really, this is when people start to pay attention. They're like, oh, what's happening in college basketball? Including myself, by the way.
This is when you start to get,
this is like my
bracket.
Seventh or eighth sport that I pay attention to.
Yeah,
it's not top tier. Let's be real. I'll be fully transparent with
it's
you.
It's top three for me.
It's background noise for me at this point. But once it's like mid to late February, that's when I get locked in.
Yeah. It's
because truthfully, the regular season in college basketball does not matter. You make the tournament, that's really it.
It matters a ton.
It doesn't.
It does, because you have to make the tournament.
Cool. Purdue's going to be a one seed. Guess what? They're not going to have weekend one.
That's a horrible example, because Purdue doesn't matter.
They do matter,
nothing
though.
Nothing they do matters, because...
But they do matter.
The
they're about to have...
the same.
Back-to-back years with the player of the year.
Yeah, and nothing, and they're not going to do anything.
But that's such a meatball take, too. I usually with other sports, get so mad. Like when Ross was talking about how Lamar Jackson will never get it done, I'm like, yeah, that's like the easiest thing to ever say.
Yeah.
Oh, a quarterback's not going to win the Super Bowl.
More
likely than not going to be right there.
Yeah.
Us unfairly just, stereotyping Purdue and Zach Edey and be like, he's too big, he's too goofy. They're going to spread him out in the fucking tournament.
Yeah.
And that might be true. And stereotypes in college basketball might be true.
Stereotypes hold true pretty decently in college basketball.
Yes, but it's also just kind of a crutch because there's like 350 teams.
There are.
It's hard to fucking pay attention to everybody, but you should at least pay attention to the big boys. That said, anytime I'm at the gym and they just have like the 20 TVs spread across, you know, the squat racks and everything.
Yeah.
We broadcast games that have no right to be broadcast. How do they make money? Like, you'll see like an 8-12 Quinnipiac.
Yeah.
Or like a Stony Brook game. And I'm like, who has the budget to produce this?
Dude, first off, it's pretty low rent.
Yes, for sure. I get that. But like, it'll be on ESPNU, ESPN Plus.
Yeah, but the ESPN Plus stuff, that they're just picking up a local broadcast.
Certainly. And like, I'm aware that, you know, it's not, you know, the best production. It's not.
It's never the best.
It's production. Usually.
Dude, even the fucking SEC network games a lot of times, especially early in the season, like for Missouri when they play like Quinnipiac or something, like when a dog shit team comes to Mizzou in like November or December, it's on SEC Network Plus. Mm-hmm. The announcers are both Mizzou guys who live in Missouri. It's Jarrett Sutton, who was a walk-on, and another guy who just works for Mizzou, basically. And, I mean, it's basically a local broadcast that SEC Network Plus just puts on there. So if you have Hulu or something like that, if you live in Missouri, you're fine. You can just watch it on TV. But if you don't, then you got to get on Hulu or some shit like that to watch it. Or the ESPN app.
Basketball games seem to have better cameras. The football games are atrocious. I think, like, you get to low rent football production.
It's bad.
Why bother?
Yeah. Just put radio broadcast at that point.
Yeah. You know, if you don't film it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The game, I mean, the game itself,
dude,
doesn't
people
matter.
People just.
We just had fucking Boston College's head coach leave college, like, as a head coach, a Power 5 team just left for the NFL to be a D coordinator. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he saw the writing on the wall. He's not going to matter. Boston College won't matter in the long run in football. And in basketball, too, because the ACC is awful.
It's really bad.
We're getting to the point where it's going to be two power conferences, like we always said. It's going to be Fox versus ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ten versus SEC. And the way college sports are moving, I don't know how any of this is feasible.
It'll really just end up being Fox is the North and ESPN is the South, maybe?
More or less. Fox, West Coast, too.
Because UCLA and USC.
Oregon, Washington.
Well, yeah, but that's just still, like, I'm cutting a line down the entire country, but then they do get LA. But I think ESPN maybe snatches up the Big 12 at some point.
Maybe for basketball. We're kind of, the Big 12, I'll be real with you this year, kind of riding high on just, you know, reputation. We didn't play too many good out-of-conference games.
And the whole conference?
Now we're just beating up on each other.
Yeah. I will say this with the Big 12. Houston, I think, is the best team in the country, arguably.
We'll find out a lot about Houston this weekend.
We will.
In Lawrence.
But
more on that
overall,
later.
It's like, I think the Big 12 is like all depth and not a lot of top tier.
Dude, we're like 10th in the Big 12 right now. Do you think we're okay?
Yeah, you're fine. You're probably not going to make the tournament.
But I think, if anything, every conference is kind of deep this year.
Yeah.
Arizona's like head of the Pac-12 right now, and they're what, 6-3, 7-3?
Mm-hmm. It's a deep year with no elite teams, basically. The only teams even remotely approaching elite are like...
It's like last year, though. And that's going to continue to happen as NIL expands. Guys, especially in basketball, you only need one or two guys to really make a difference.
Or just a veteran roster.
That too. Yeah. If guys come back like FAU.
Yeah. Or honestly, like even... If you just get a bunch of transfers to a team, like that's like the way Missouri did last year. It didn't work this year, but the way Missouri did last year was like all seniors, all and dudes who had been through
March Madness,
a bunch of wars.
It's awesome. It's the best. But as we go along and there's not an elite team and it's a one and done situation, there's going to be more years like last year where it's just like, all right, weekend one, cool when there's upsets.
Yeah.
After that, kind of sucks because
you
get a worse product.
You have to really love basketball to keep going through it.
You're like, ooh, all right.
I do like college basketball a lot, though, so that's fine with me.
Like San Diego State in the Final Four, that's kind of cool. But then when you throw in Miami and FAU and, all right, at least UConn won the Natty.
It's
a little bit more
legitimate.
It's
ironic that it's still like, I don't know if they're a blue blood, but
UConn is for sure a blue blood. At this point?
Yeah, five in the last.
They won a natty with Kevin Ollie as their head coach.
They have, what, five championships in the last 30 years?
They won one last year, one with Kevin Ollie, and then Calhoun either had two or three.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'll call them blue blood. Either way, though, it's funny that it's like a year of chaos and it's still a blue blood winning. You know what I mean? It's just not who you expected, maybe.
That is just life balancing back out.
It's life.
Yeah.
It's just a metaphor.
When things go to radically left, radically right, it'll eventually just bounce back.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of blue bloods, getting to our first story here. Like I said, I had this earmarked for you. For those who don't remember.
For those about the rock.
Coach K's
we salute you.
Grandson played for Duke before Coach K retired.
Took the fall for Powell.
Michael Severino took the DUI fall, or DWI fall, I believe it is in that state, for Paolo Banchero.
Rightfully so, man. I hope he's still collecting checks from that guy.
100%.
Because Banchero right now, with the Magic, low-key.
He's
really
great.
Good. Really good.
Yeah.
The Magic are fun.
Finally.
This is actually one of the more fun. I know we just trashed the NBA like 5 minutes ago. One of the more fun NBA years.
Yeah.
Because there's no defense. Everyone's scoring 70 points. And you have a bunch of young talent and teams that really aren't used to being good. Like the Thunder, the Magic.
The Knicks.
The Knicks are fun.
Yeah. The Pacers are good too.
Shouts to my boys from Nova.
I know.
Jalen Brunson and DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo, someone dunked in his face last night. He just shoved the motherfucker out of his face.
You got to make a business decision.
What?
I would do it all the time. Like, if fucking high school, someone tries to, like a 6'7" black dude just wants to dunk on me, have it. You're not going to posterize me. I'm going to get out of the way.
Yeah. No, but then after he tried to get in his face and DiVincenzo was like inbounding the ball and he's just like, get the fuck out of here. Just shoved him off.
As a white, I feel like in the off season you definitely got to train some type of martial art, whether it's Muay Thai or like jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Just so you can have that rap as like a tough dude.
Right. Because they're not going to be afraid of you when like between the lines necessarily, but they also,
you also need to completely rebrand, right? Like, so JJ Redick, full sleeve tattoo. Mm-hmm. You gotta have some type of edge as a white man in the NBA.
Yeah.
You can't be Frank Kaminsky. You truly can't. Although he's kind of crushing it right now. You know, he married the one ESPN anchor. He's still just kind of collecting checks. He's journeyman, NBA player, doing his thing.
Is he going to get 10 years and the fucking pension and everything, healthcare?
Certainly, right? Because he was at Wisconsin in 2013, 2014?
14, I think.
Yeah, so he's coming on 10 years.
Hey, look at him. He's good to go.
Kaminsky's good.
Yeah.
Do you need 10 years in the NBA to collect
those? Yes. Because that's a story right now, because they're trying to, Charles Barkley was advocating for some dude to get signed by a team so he can get his 10th year and get all that
kind
shit.
Kind of a good tie. This is, 10 years since Wisconsin's really been a factor.
Oh, man, they had an awful game last night. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's fine, though. It's the Big Ten.
No. It's not that they lost a road game in the Big Ten. It's how they lost it. Did you see any of that? They were up 20 at one point. They were up 15 at the half. They were obliterating Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska comes back.
Nebraska gets hot.
Beats them in overtime.
Nebraska just fires threes. Yeah. That's what happens.
But Coach K's grandson, he transferred to NYU because he wanted to get out of his grandpa's shadow after Coach K retired.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's... This is what I took umbrage with this story, because he says now he's the player he was meant to be, the ultimate team guy.
He was the ultimate team guy.
You were already that guy. You got a DUI for Paolo Banchero.
He's the complete opposite of that meme. It's like, you are that guy, pal. You are that guy, pal.
You've always been that guy. Have some fucking faith in yourself.
Have some self-respect.
Yeah.
Come on.
NYU, I didn't realize this, D3.
Yeah.
But
what do you mean you didn't realize? If you told me NYU had a basketball team, I would immediately assume it was D3.
I assumed it was D2 because D3 is no scholarship. D3 is really small.
Yeah, but they give you scholarships in other ways.
I know. My sister got one for volleyball, but it is just like, I didn't think it was that small. So he's actually crushing it there. So I'm happy this kid finally got a break in life. 15 points a game, just stroking threes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's shooting like 50% almost.
Is this a story? Where'd you find this?
It's the New York Post. They did a whole cover story on him.
I thought you were just randomly checking in with Coach K's.
Nope, it was a fucking big story in the New York Post. It was like a feature about how Michael Severino finally got a break in life. Finally striking out on his own.
You know, he made his mistakes.
Yeah. He said he got 8,000 new followers after that DUI.
It was a, that honestly was the right business move. Take, be the fall guy. Yeah.
100%.
Be the fall guy.
And by the way, you know what he wants to, his career he wants after he's done with basketball? He wants to be an NBA agent. And that is a, that's a big time NBA agent move.
He for sure is just going to get, he's going to slide right in.
Yep.
Whether it's part of Paolo's like team, whatever agency that he's immediately, he might work at Clutch. LeBron might just like give him a gig, especially because, you know, LeBron fucking strokes off Coach K all the time. Yeah, he's going to be a Clutch guy through and through.
I love it for him. And I'm happy for him now. Happy he's balling.
That's your top story, though? That's what you're coming in with? That's what you want to talk about?
I thought you'd appreciate hearing about Savarino.
Right off the dome. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Right off the top.
Next up, a minor story here, but one I'm excited about. So we talked about the BYU kids on Monday Morning Recap with the Hornets Down shirts.
Yeah, they got booted by BYU administration, or I don't know.
No, the referees, the Big 12.
The refs did it?
Yeah.
That's surprising because obviously Texas is on its way out of the Big 12. I would think the Big 12 would be like, fuck you, we don't care.
You would think. So anyway, Barstool is now giving Texas is at TCU this Saturday. They're giving TCU students 500 Horns Down shirts to wear in the stands. And the SEC's already announced that Horns Down will not be a penalty.
Good.
In any sport.
It shouldn't. It's not, dude, it's, okay, they taunt us. What do you want college sports to be? That is exactly what it should be.
That's Texas. You know what I mean?
I don't. But here's the thing. What if this is, you want to talk about PSYOPs?
Let's give me it.
What if nobody at Texas is actually upset about Hornets Down?
What, in the administration?
And this is Texas actually trolling us, right? They're like, what if we just convince the world that this is super offensive and we're so upset?
Okay.
And they're just laughing right now.
Can
like,
I get
any Texas student or Texas alum is just like, they really think we're upset. This is funny.
Here's my conspiracy theory on it. That the Big 12 making BYU kids take the shirts off and all that stuff and making it a penalty, making it bad or whatever, that's the PSYOP because they want everyone to fucking hate Texas.
They want to be the villain?
They want Texas to be the villain.
Oh, the Big 12 does?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Big 12 is just like, how can we make Texas as fucking
Unlikable as possible? Yeah.
Yeah.
They already are, though. They don't really need to try.
They're so fucking unlikable. My mind was blown when people were like, oh, like, I think I'm rooting for Texas in this college football playoff.
Redemption arc.
No.
Sark.
You don't know these
from alcoholism.
I don't give. He already had his redemption. He's a hot wife.
He dates a sister.
He dates a hot black chick.
He's married to a sister.
Yeah. Married to a hot black chick. He's good to go.
As one of the funnier tweets I saw during the college football playoff was one of these black guys I follow. He talked to his grandfather, and the first thing his grandfather said was, you know, Sark dates a sister, huh? He's like, I'm pulling for Texas because Sark dates a sister.
That's really fucking funny. But yeah, man, my theory on that is the Big 12 wants everyone to hate Texas. And you should hate Texas.
They ruined everything for the Big 12.
They killed one conference?
Killed ESPN, like a giant portion of their budget in college sports.
I wonder how much the Longhorn Network fucked over ESPN.
You got to think a significant amount.
Financially.
And just the repercussions or the trickle-down effect of the Longhorn Network failing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the Longhorn Network not only kill the Big 12?
It also created this...
college sports.
The current landscape, yeah, where it's just like big money, two conferences that are just going to be dominating everything else. Everybody else, did Texas kill indirectly the ACC, the Pac-12?
Did they kill college sports?
Yeah. I think there's an argument there.
We might need to look more into this, but yes. I'm all in. I want to see how much money. First off, the idea of that level of branding.
Mm-hmm.
And then how much money they lost ESPN, who's been laying people off and scrambling to get money back by making these super conferences.
Not just college sports. Did Texas kill sports as we know it?
Hmm.
Because also, ESPN has moved to different models since the Longhorn Network, where it's just their model is Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
they're just like, pay that man, which, you know what? He deserves every dollar he gets.
Oh, yeah.
He's the hardest working man in maybe the world.
He's not, unlike Skip Bayless, I'll listen to anything Stephen A. Smith says. And I won't necessarily agree with it.
It's very clear that Stephen A. Smith cannot, he does not have the time to watch everything that he talks about.
No.
But he is so good at what he does. And his takes are, you know, some of them shine pretty bright.
Yeah. I don't hate his takes.
For somebody that just feasibly impossible to watch every sport because he's on air so much. So like how is he watching the sport while also talking into a microphone?
Yeah, he's not. Maybe he's just like got an earpiece.
At all times.
Yeah.
Who knows? But decent takes for a guy that's just kind of like, you know, talking.
Yeah.
But that's really what people want. They don't want informed takes. They want the meatball takes, like I said earlier.
They just want to listen.
They're like, Lamar Jackson can't win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Purdue, they prove it in the fucking tournament, dude. Do I know anything about Purdue? Not really.
Do I care?
Can I name four players on Purdue? Probably not.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
I can name one.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. And I know their coach.
Do you know ED has another year of eligibility? He can come back next year.
That's insane.
I think Purdue kind of wants to move on, though. If they don't win or get to the Elite Eight this year, I would imagine they would want Edie to move on.
His draft stock's not going to be any higher.
Not to mention, did you see that game against Northwestern? What was the discrepancy between the free throws? It was like 46-8
for Northwestern.
No, for Purdue. Purdue had like 46 free throws.
Are you kidding me?
And they went to overtime against.
Yeah, I know they went to overtime. They needed to shoot 46 free throws to beat Northwestern in overtime. This team is so fucked.
It's not even that. It was Purdue needed the free throws. There should never be a game where there's that type of discrepancy between free throws.
Now, if you don't like that, you don't like college basketball.
It's a freak show.
It is.
Because not only does Zach Edey get fouled on every play, and he deserves to get those free throws, but he also fouls on every play.
Yeah.
So he should be out of the game by
8 minutes.
8 minutes into the game. Yeah.
100%.
It's minimum by like the 4 minute timeout at the end of the first half.
Look, that's just college basketball, baby.
Yeah.
That's just college basketball.
It's weird.
I think it's just a combination where quirky. Like it's too fast and too skilled for that shitty of a referee to properly do. You know what I mean? Like the NBA referees are as good as a basketball referee can be.
Some would argue, some would push back on that with the NBA
referees. As good as they can be. I didn't say they're great. I said as good as they can be.
It's not that. It's more, you know, some of the black market stuff that used to go on.
Yeah. I know.
And who's to say it's still not going on?
It probably is. Yeah. That's how, if you want to know how the script happens, it's they just assign certain referees certain games. And
also, this is the juice ball era with basketball.
What do you mean?
Adam Silver's put in the call. He's like, no defense.
Yeah.
If you run into somebody, you could literally just fully put your head down, dribble the ball as hard as you can into a defender, throw a ball up, foul.
Well,
block.
I'll do you one better there.
Never a charge. Never an offensive foul.
Oh, there was a bad one yesterday. They called a block. I had the Pacer. No, I had the Jazz game on. The Jazz.
Sixers.
Sixers game.
Yeah, Maxey does it all the time. Hand up. I love Maxey. But he is one of the...
I was like in my college basketball brain, yep, looking at that play, I was like, oh, charge. And they called a block.
Maxey put a 50.
It's insane.
51, I think, is career high. So, yeah, this is... The numbers are juiced. Guys in the NBA now are putting up 50, 60 every day.
Yeah.
70 sometimes, Embiid.
No defense. Do you think they made the ball just a hair smaller?
Now, do you think anyone is going to pass Kobe at some point this season? Or will it be... They'll respect Kobe too much. They get to 80 points, they stop.
That's stupid. Fuck Kobe.
Is Kobe's the real record? Are we sure? Are we sure Wilt scored 100?
I think Kobe's is the more impressive one.
I don't think it is.
Then Wilt's?
Dude, the 81-point game? Actually, no, the 81-point game does... for some reason, I'm convoluting it with his last game of the season where he scored like 60.
Yeah.
But he just shot every time.
Every time.
They just gave him the ball. That was a...
He was like, I'm not...
That was a retirement game.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed with that at all because he took so many shots. But yeah, no, the 81-point game was pretty impressive. Although, did they lose to the Raptors that game or not?
It wouldn't surprise me.
I forget.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. I think the Lakers won. But...
Whatever. Anyway, next story.
Speaking of which, also, just full circle with the Lakers, Stephen A. Smith. All-time rant. That it turned like 16 or 17 years old where the Lakers traded for Pau Gasol for Kwame Brown.
Yeah.
And Stephen A. Smith was just like, this is maybe my favorite line of all time from Stephen A. Smith, where he's just like, Kwame Brown, he's a scrub. He can't play. No disrespect. It's just, that's why he's the best.
Yeah, that's fucking great. Next up, a quick story. The Gators, they're getting swole with wins.
Beat Kentucky. As we were recording our episode of Softcore History, the Risk game on Patreon. Patreon.com/softcorehistory. Boom. Free plug.
Check it out. The Florida Gators have they were 11-6 a little while ago. They've gotten their record up to 15-6 with a 4-game win streak. Tournament chances looking brighter. Do you know what started that win streak? According to Florida fans and college basketball Reddit, they showed a fan on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Of the game against Missouri, actually.
Okay. Always make it about yourself, sure, Rob.
They have not lost a game since this gentleman has been attending. And I want you...
Has he been to every game since?
I believe so. Now, or at the very least... No. He hasn't been at every game, but since they showed him, since they showed this gentleman,
okay,
they are undefeated.
Is he in full Gator get-up?
I'm just going to let you look at him.
All right. Here, no, just... This is stupid. I don't. Okay. Yeah.
This guy's an animal.
This guy is an animal. Who is he?
I don't know. He's just some fucking giant man with the biggest
bodybuilder type. Although I wouldn't be surprised if he was. So I've seen this photo before. Is he not on the football team? Is he not like a D end?
I don't think so.
D tackle.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. But definitely better ways for us to do this in the future, moving forward, Rob.
I don't really care.
That's fine. Maybe send it to me pre-show.
I'll send it to you next time. Don't worry. And then last but not least, before we get into picks, South Carolina? They legit?
Just SEC. I think this is just college basketball in general this year. Is like, there's no elite teams. All the, you know, any good team that, like Arizona, they're losing to like Oregon State. You have fucking Kentucky losing left and right to teams. Kansas is losing to UCF and West Virginia.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's good.
I think it's just Houston and Purdue. Even though I don't think Purdue's going to do well.
We'll find out a lot about Houston this weekend.
We will. And we'll get into that pick. But South Carolina, so I noticed the other day.
Purdue is currently the Vegas favorite.
Purdue is?
Yeah.
Pass.
Granted, I mean, different team this year. Everything is, again.
I get it.
Gambler's fallacy. Last year does not, you know,
indicate
what they're going to do this year.
Nothing informs anything else.
I think we just hate Zach Edey and just how ogre-y he is.
He's an ent.
He's immovable. You keep seeing ent. I honestly don't know what the word ent means.
The tree people from Lord of the Rings.
That would make sense. I've never seen Lord of the Rings all the way through. So that makes sense.
Fair enough. But South Carolina, so they're 18-3. There's a dude in Drinker Bros Sports group who keeps posting about it. And at first I was like, yeah, okay, go Gamecocks. But actually, in the last week, they've beaten Kentucky and then won at Tennessee. They're 18-3, which is one of the best records.
Anytime you can win on the road
against
a top 25 team, that's good.
Oh, it's a top 10 team, or at least it was during that
I'm
win.
I'm just saying in general.
Like, yeah.
Rule of thumb, you win on the road even against a top 40 team.
It's a great win.
Yeah, it's a good
It's
one.
An incredible win. Two of their three losses are on the road at Bama and at Clemson. They do have a home loss to Georgia. That's their only bad loss. They still aren't ranked, although they are 26. They're the first team out.
Yeah.
Their roster, 22nd in the country in D1 experience. So it's a bunch of upperclassmen. Their one freshman they start is a 4-star.
What are their odds right now to win the Natty?
I haven't.
Or Final Four. Make the Final Four. That could be a dark horse right there.
It's not bad. So their schedule isn't great, but it's about on the same level as KenPom, or as Iowa State on KenPom ranking wise. And then here is what's really interesting. What I might love or hate about them in March, depending on who they play. They're more defense first. They play slow. And they essentially do not let you score inside the arc. You have to beat them with threes.
So Virginia.
Yep.
Like old school UVA, Tony Bennett.
You have to. It's slow team. You have to beat them with threes. You will not get to the basket.
It's all about matchups then.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're either going to lose in the first round or make a run to the Elite Eight, depending on how that bracket shakes out for them.
Always it'd be like that though every year.
But this is they are from what I was just looking at on their KenPom page and stuff, and I've watched them a little bit. They beat Missouri twice. Like they are very much a just like totally dependent on who they play. Like
yeah.
They're to an excessive degree. Like every team is dependent on who they play.
But. Here's a conversation we can have. Love the tournament. Love everything that happens typically. But do you think after like the first weekend they should reseed? So
no.
Like if a 15 seed makes it and they're just playing like another double digit seed, does that seem fair?
No, I hate reseeding.
You hate reseeding? There's just broad brush.
Let
every
it run.
Sport.
Luck of the draw, baby.
Okay.
Let it run.
The good side of the draw.
What?
Luck should be a factor, you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Why not? Luck's always a factor.
Yeah.
So let that
but
be.
But even more so with just who you play.
Yeah. I mean, it's like in a one and done, luck's all like, you know, like, fuck, dude. Sometimes, like, a team comes out, you should definitely beat them, and then they just accidentally shoot, like, 45% from three for the game. And, like, what are you supposed to do about that? Shit just fucking happens.
It's so awesome, but so dumb.
I know. It's infuriating.
It's like the dumbest way to determine a champion.
I'll never forget when Missouri lost to Norfolk State as a two seed.
Like of all sports, basketball, one and done. Retarded.
That makes the second most sense of any sport.
Mm.
Hockey and baseball are way more random.
Yeah.
And
it would be chaos. If the MLB playoffs were one and done.
It'd be
hilarious.
Pure insanity. Yeah. But like basketball, you know, I mean, you impose your will in that more than
off night could really bone you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's what makes March so magical, but also again, like that's how we get the Final Four we got last year.
Yeah. But I mean,
that's only going to continue to happen with the way talent's being spread out.
But if you played like a series, Kansas and Kentucky would have like 20 national titles each.
I think you just don't want that because of Kansas.
I don't want that in general. Boo.
True. But it's not like it's football where Bama's going to win no matter what. Or
kind of.
Michigan's going
to
show
Kentucky's
up.
Kentucky's probably got a couple extra if they get to play a series against teams and not just one game.
Probably.
Certainly one extra.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. There's definitely one year they would have had it. But yeah, that's all I got for the stories. We make our picks at mybookie.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros. You can double your first deposit up to $1,000. You put in $1,000, they'll give you an extra $1,000. Put in $500, they'll give you an extra $500. So on and so forth. As always, we love betting unders. If you see teams start out hot in a game, bet that live under. You know what I mean? If people start bombing threes early, the line's going to shoot up. Smash the under. That's our general college basketball gambling advice. But we are going to make some picks on some big games this week. A couple of really good ones, including Duke UNC. We'll start with that one. These are all Saturday games because it was such a good Saturday. Duke at North Carolina. North Carolina is a 5-point favorite on KenPom. These lines are not out yet because they come out the day of. Duke at North Carolina. North Carolina, 5-point favorite. Does North Carolina cover the 5?
No.
Tight game.
Best rivalry in sports? Duke, North Carolina? At least in college sports.
Do you think it's better than any football rivalry?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. What's a better football rivalry than Duke, North Carolina basketball?
I would say the only ones that compare would be, at present, would be Auburn, Alabama, and Michigan, Ohio State.
Nah. Maybe it's because I hate Michigan, Ohio State so much. I don't particularly like Duke. North Carolina's fine in my eyes.
Yeah.
But like I have no dog in this fight. I would say North Carolina, Duke, basketball. Because they play, and you get to play twice a year.
Yeah.
Sometimes three times a year.
Oftentimes three times a year.
Sometimes four times a year. No. If you catch them in the conference tournament.
I think they only played three that year.
I know, but if you catch them in the conference. And
then in the tourney. Yeah. Yeah, I think Duke covers. I don't know who wins, but this isn't a 5-point game.
And that was maybe, I mean, think about that Final Four game, Coach K's last game. North Carolina runs them out.
Yeah, it's not a rivalry anymore.
Runs them out of the building.
North Carolina won the rivalry.
Just by beating Coach K.
Killing Coach K twice.
Murdered Coach K.
They beat him in his last game in Cameron.
Yep, and his last ever game coaching.
It's just, I would never recover from that as a Duke fan.
In the Final Four, that was bigger than Natty.
Yeah.
Like, who cares that North Carolina lost a Natty?
North Carolina didn't care about that next game.
That was their Natty.
They were there to kill Coach K.
Eric Church made the right move. He went to that game.
To stake that fucking vampire.
Missed out on his concert.
Next up, two teams who've been helping boost other teams' tournament resumes, Tennessee and Kentucky. Tennessee's on the road at Kentucky. KenPom has them as a 2-point favorite. Both these teams, they don't need wins necessarily because they're fine, but like, they probably want to stop the bleeding a little bit.
You're giving me a home dog?
Yeah.
I'll take the home dog.
Home dog all the way. I don't think that the actual...
It'll be closer to a pick 'em.
Yeah, on maybe, the actual line.
Maybe Kentucky has like a 1 or 2 point favorite.
Yeah. But
either way, I think Kentucky would cover.
I think so, too. Next up, if you like home dogs, KenPom has Houston by 5 points at Kansas. What do you think the actual line's going to be? There's no fucking way Houston is a 5-point favorite in Allen Fieldhouse.
No. Probably closer to a pick 'em again. But if it is, if you give me Kansas plus 5, I will take it every day.
Smash at home?
Yeah.
But if it ends up being a pick 'em.
And I will, if Houston goes in to Lawrence, Kansas, and takes a dub,
yeah,
I will come back here next week and admit that Houston's okay.
Just okay.
Yeah, it's really just hate that fuels me at this point. It's the same as, like, I still refuse to admit that Michigan football was good.
That's fair.
And that, you know, hand up. That's my own personal bias.
I know you yelled at me for that last year, even. But they did lose to TCU last year, so fuck them.
Right. And who knows if anyone was good in college football this year?
I mean, Georgia was probably the best team.
Georgia probably would have ran them out of it. Yeah, I agree.
But whatever. So here's how I'm going to play this game. If it's a pick 'em or Kansas is a favorite, probably by 1 or 2 points at most, I'll take Houston. If, however, Houston opens as a favorite, even by 1 point,
I'm going to smash Kansas.
I'm taking Kansas because there's no way Kansas and that fucking crowd doesn't take it personally that they're not a favorite in the top, probably the best home advantage in any sport.
And talk about villains. Guy that kind of amplifies and ups his game for big time moments, Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah. I will take Houston if they're a dog. I will take Kansas if they're a dog. That is how I would play that. If it's a pick 'em, I'll take Houston. Iowa State at Baylor. Baylor -3. I kind of hate Iowa State. I didn't realize how bad their schedule was.
Why do you hate Iowa State?
Shit schedule.
I told you the Big 12 didn't really play anyone.
Yeah, like they've had a bad schedule. I think they are overrated. Taking Baylor here.
Baylor is low-key just doing their thing.
So here was Scott Drew's MO.
Wait, the game's in Ames, though?
No, it's in Baylor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You mean Waco.
Yeah. Here was Scott Drew's MO before they won the Natty. They would make deep runs almost every year. They were not a team that was getting outed in the first or second round.
Well, Rob, here, like we said, stereotypes in college basketball. You can't do it till you can do it.
Right.
Once you can do it, we still don't think you can do it.
They weren't getting over.
You got to do it twice. You got to do the Jay Wright.
Okay.
You got to prove it. Time's an accident.
It was the COVID year, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so. Oof.
It was 2020, 2021. What so a. Because the COVID tournament got canceled, but.
That's a Mickey Mouse tournament right there. That doesn't count.
But, dude, even when Drew, before he won, like Baylor was always the second weekend team. I see this team being a second weekend team again. I like them to beat Iowa State here. And then we've got the horns down game. Texas at TCU. TCU a 5-point favorite, according to KenPom.
TCU beat Texas in Austin, right?
Let me double check.
I think they've already beaten them. I could be completely wrong.
I mean,
I'm thinking of a different year.
See.
I'm pretty sure they beat them earlier, like in December.
Maybe they have not played Texas yet.
Okay. Just completely misremembering that.
Just making stuff up.
Oh, no, TCU beat Houston. That's right.
They did do that. Yeah, they beat Houston at home. But, yeah, I like TCU here. Fuck Texas.
you know, it's always fuck Texas in our, on our side of the table as well. So
yeah.
Yeah, and I'll go TCU.
And here's a game.
Have you even tracked how well we've done?
No. I can go back and look, though.
Okay.
Here's
I'm sure we're just firing off. Our records are like 0-12.
Or yeah, whatever. Probably. I know I've gotten a couple wrong. Auburn at Ole Miss. Ole Miss kind of having a South Carolina-esque year where their record's pretty fucking good. But
Chris Beard, baby.
Unlike South Carolina, I think they're not even remotely an interesting team.
We give Auburn a lot of shit for the scumbags they hire. We low-key have not. We just overlook Ole Miss and the people they hire.
Oh, yeah.
Between Joey Freshwater and fucking Chris Beard. Although I like Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I like Lane Kiffin, too.
He seems like a nice, cool scumbag I'd want to hang out with.
Yeah. Ole Miss, also 18-3, like South Carolina. Their only losses are to Auburn and Tennessee, so those are fine. LSU, they lost on the road. All three of their losses are away losses. Their best win is at A&M. Their second best win is at UCF.
Is that a good win? They're currently 10th in the Big 12. So.
They did just well. I'm just telling you what their wins are ranked. They also beat Mississippi State at home.
Mm-hmm,
Mississippi
mm-hmm.
State's good. I kind of like Auburn to fucking roll here. Auburn blew them out at home. I think Ole Miss is kind of soft, kind of squishy. They have a great offense. Defense is whatever. I think Auburn runs them off the court. I think Ole Miss gets their first home loss here.
You think Ole Miss runs them off the court?
No, Auburn runs Ole Miss off the court.
I was about to say, I'll take Auburn as well.
Yeah. I don't trust Ole Miss. I am very interested in South Carolina. Ole Miss, though, even though they're also upperclassmen and all that fun shit, I don't know. It just doesn't seem the same. But whatever.
Mm-hmm. Got anything else to get off your chest? College basketball season?
No, not right now.
Just excited?
Just excited.
It's their time now. Our time,
it's our time down here in the muck where there's nothing else to watch.
It is like my favorite part of the PGA Tour season, right, though?
Why?
Well, Farmers, Pebble, Waste yeah. Management, Riviera.
Oh, yeah, Waste Management's coming up.
Yeah. Waste Management's next week.
Oh, yes. Same time as Super Bowl always, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why, though?
Because it always just goes into it.
Okay. So you party all day and then go watch Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm into that. All right, well, that's all I got.
Yeah. Later.
See you guys.